The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. My name's Steve Crump, my co-host, Mr. David Rector. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Boy, I'm getting good at that.
You are.
How are you, Mr. Rector?
I'm very good, man.
Long week.
Very good, yeah. We always come in here and say we're tired. We're tired again, but it was...
We got hammered yesterday.
good kind of tired.
When we get short of help and then it breaks loose, it's kind of rough on you a little bit.
Heard you say you didn't leave till 7 o'clock?
Close to it.
Yeah, I got to work yesterday about 6:45 and left there about 5:45. So it was...
Long day.
Big day.
Yeah. But we're... The morning was kind of slow customer-wise, but they were buying a lot. And I kind of like those days. When everybody took off Friday afternoon, boy, they hit us. And they hit us hard with just two of us there. So.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But well, as far as I know, we made everybody happy. That's the name of the game. So, didn't get any rain this week.
No, we didn't. And we need some.
They're talking a little toasty today about 94 Monday.
Yeah, or when I know it's going up to maybe Wednesday, supposed to be the hottest day. Maybe.
Yeah,
hoping we get a little thunderstorm or something.
That's a little rough for May, yeah, but
well, around Memorial Day, it's usually warm.
Yeah, and they were talking about they're not calling them storms yet. What tropical depressions?
Oh, we're starting with hurricanes already.
Yeah, but they announced how many they were projecting on Tuesday, and they found two on Wednesday.
So. There you go.
But one's in the Atlantic, and one's very far south in the Pacific. I mean, in the Gulf, apparently. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But I think we're going to have a real active season again this year.
So. Well, we're right here at June already, so we're just a week away.
Well, it's warmed up a little bit at night. It's always just going to finally come out.
Yeah, these warm season grasses are waking up, and they're probably going to be angry. They're going to wake up and grow like crazy.
You have to mow them twice a week.
Yeah. All that fertilizer everybody's been putting on there and wanting to add more, and I try to tell them to be patient. But
a lot of them did add more.
Yeah, they did. Well, they're going to sharpen their lawnmower blade.
It started greening up, and this cold snap hit it, and it turned a little yellow, and then they threw more fertilizer and did it twice.
Yeah. Well, we've got all our grasses we're cutting again at the farm, so they're all awake and alive and moving, and so we can cut any grass you want. In June, we'll be doing Centipede and St. Augustine. That's only two that we can't get next week. Other than that, we're all good.
They must have been a little warmer down there than we are.
Yeah, it typically is a little warmer down there.
Well, we're still out of pine needles.
Yeah, well, I had some pine needles, and they're gone now.
Didn't last long.
I've got all my mulches. I finally got black mulch in, which I was without that for about 3 or 4 weeks, really. But I got the brown and the double hammered, so I'm ready to go on the mulches.
We've been out of pine needles since the week before Easter.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm way down the totem pole, apparently. And I'm to the point now.
See what they think about you.
It really don't matter now. So, you
know, anybody else has any, so.
Somebody was telling me, he didn't tell me where he got them, but they had some, but they were like $6 a bale, and they were half the size of the regular
bale. Oh, man. So,
I hope that doesn't start. That'd be ugly.
I told him we could get some brown spray paint and just sell our wheat straw as a pine needle.
Sell those pine needles, okay.
We'll cut them in half because they're big anyway. Yep. So.
Well, they're not calling for any rain this week, but as you and I know, that might change.
Yeah, well, so. I think it. Oh, I hope it's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope it's getting a little dry on top. Yeah. Anyway, this week we've got a very special guest who's been with us before. Mr. Mike Elder with Imperial Pools, and a really special guest today, his lovely life, and it was Brittany?
Barrett.
See, too early in the morning for me to learn names, but anyway. Nice to have you.
She's been called worse, I'm sure.
By better.
That's right. Just kidding.
And after Dave and I both thought she was his daughter, I mean, we got it.
Thank you.
I thought he was robbing the cradle or something.
She takes good care of herself.
Anyway, how's everything in the Imperial Pool world this week?
It's a little busy.
It's gotten a little busy.
A little bit.
Yep, this weather, really.
Okay, now you got the Rock Hill store.
Yes.
And you have the Lake Wylie store. Mm-hmm. So that way y'all don't have to work together. That works.
It's still a lot of...
They work together, but not together. So
right.
Good.
We talk, we communicate a lot back and
there's
forth.
There's a lot of communication.
The difference between communicating and being with each other every day.
Well, for years we did work in the same place until we got that second store. So until about 10 years almost.
We did. We had to move our Lake Wylie location at the end of the season. And I had to go work in the Rock Hill store for about 3 months. And
the best 3 months of her life.
I think it's a good thing we opened that second location.
I think you misinterpreted what happened in those 3 months.
Oh, I saw different. It was different for me.
Well, my question is, if you worked together for 3 months, who was actually in charge?
That's where it got a little tricky because I'm used to my store and he's used to running his store. And it's hard to have two kings.
last year, my lovely bride got laid off, and they just sent her to work from home for 6 weeks, and then they called her up on Wednesday and said, "You and 21 other people are gone. We've eliminated your positions." Well, she goes nuts and starts looking for a job and all that. And I said, "You're going to draw unemployment for a while, so, I mean, we're not destitute."
Yeah.
Well, after about the second month, she was at the office 4 and 5 times a day. I said, "You got to find something." Yeah. I mean, this is not working.
Did she apply at Rolling Hills? You let her fill out an application?
No. At home, I admit she's the boss, but at the office, I'm the boss. We're not going to play that game. And that was the problem. She'd come in and try to tell me what to do.
Yeah. All right, we're headed to our first break, but we'll be right back after this.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and 4 different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. A beautiful Saturday morning. And our very special guest today, Mr. Mike and Barrett Elder. Believe it or not, they're husband and wife, and they don't look it. But anyway.
Just keep beating that drum.
I think he had to pay out during
never
this
heard of
being I outkicked my coverage, I know that. For sure. That's for sure.
The same could be said for me.
But a lot anyway. Of people, yeah, me too.
You got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, my wife, his wife, used to work together about 40 years
ago. They actually knew each other before I knew you, I guess. I don't know. We'll do a timeline one day.
About the same time, I think, because you were at Carolina Downs, and they were
Carolina Downs. What is that?
It's not there anymore. Gerald Downs died, and things went downhill.
Yeah,
but they were working at Holiday Inn at Carolina. Yes, and
Madeline's.
She had a day job and ended up making more on Friday and Saturday night, twice as much as she did during the day. So that's how it worked back in those days. But anyway. Now, but wait a minute. We talk to you all the time. This is her first time. She's going to tell me what Lake Wylie's doing going on this week.
This week, we're just trying to get pools ready for Memorial Day. A lot of people are having parties. And
now, you've got crews that go out and service pools and all like they do in Rock Hill up there, too.
Well, we run most of our service through the Rock Hill store.
Okay. So you don't have your own maintenance guys. You do a company-wide thing.
Yeah.
I kind of end up being her maintenance guy. What happens is people come in, they'll be like, oh, I got this emergency. And she'll be like, could you please go to this house after work or whatever, you know? And then
that's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's true. It's you know, I don't mind it. You know, it feels helpful.
It's so seasonal. You just have to – you've got to do it when it's there.
Yeah.
And if you work from, like, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.,
and just the way it is.
Yeah.
Our business too. Just,
and then December, we're looking for something to do.
Yeah.
I'm relaxing. I call it hibernating in the wintertime.
I'm with you on that. I always enjoy fall and winter just because you get a little bit of time to chill out.
We used to, but ours is just 12 months a year now. It doesn't really slow up much. The last 4 years,
it
anyway.
Does a little bit. But you're right. It's not like it used to be.
You'd have days with nobody coming in, and now.
Well, people keep pools open year round, too.
Yeah. We definitely keep business through the winter.
That's a good thing. Imagine if everybody shut their pool down and tried to open up before.
Yeah, because that's where the messes really come in.
So I can come to your store and I can get the same water analysis that I get at Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Everything y'all provide, you
provide.
Yeah, and
the system's all the same. So we have the same customer base, and everything's.
And you told me last time, I think, that y'all go all up in the Charlotte and Gastonia, Shopton Road area up that way.
Yeah, because that's closer to her store.
Yeah.
We didn't even really realize that we would pull in, you know, Belmont, Gastonia, just over the bridge in Charlotte. We were just thinking Clover, York.
You're not far from Belmont.
Belmont's right there.
Yeah. It's
Southern Gastonia, anyway.
Yeah. We get a lot of that.
The woods down there.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, we used to service that area, too, but it just got
tightened up.
We don't even go much out of York County now.
That area is huge now.
We're going to have to start reining it in just because the way things are growing. And, we've always gone to, you know, Chester, Lancaster.
We did that, too.
And you don't really have to go as far anymore. Yeah. There's enough right there.
Plenty of business in York County.
Yeah.
Well, with this internet craze and the website and all that, I get a lot of calls out of Charlotte. And by the time you fight the traffic, you're not going to make any money. Mm-hmm. And
especially
one
right
day
now.
It might take you 30 minutes. Next day, it might take you 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they don't want to pay for that 3 hours you're sitting in traffic. So, and we got all we can do down here. I mean, literally. I did get some help this week, though.
Yeah.
One that came in Wednesday, he looks like he's going to be real good. And got another one coming in Monday morning, and I think he's going to be good. So I've been wrong before, so we'll have to wait and see. So get that going, and then I'll have to get back on, figure out how to staff the rest of it. I'm getting too old to do all this myself. I'm telling Tommy is so far behind, it's not even funny. But y'all probably have that problem, too. People call you. Well, can you come out next week?
Could
somebody come out today and vacuum my pool?
Yeah. We're like, are you?
We're a month out on the schedule.
They're really serious. Wow.
Yeah, they are. They think, they're like, we're sitting there waiting.
On installation right now, we're 16 weeks.
Yep. Well, yeah, we're a month out, and we still have those.
We still
get the calls where the pump's down, the pool's still clear, so you really want
to
get out there
before
quickly,
because
within 3 days it could be a swamp.
That's the ones we end up doing at night because you're like, oh, this is kind of an emergency.
Yeah,
we don't
want
to leave it sitting there.
Well, you've got regular customers. You have to make room for the emergencies and all that stuff.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
And Memorial Day is a big kickoff for pools.
It is, yeah. It's getting...
It used to be Memorial Day to Labor Day.
You've still got people that open Memorial Day and close Labor Day, regardless of the 80-degree days that come before.
Yeah, no, in September, you can go to... I mean, October's
Last few years, it's been
in
hot.
In 2019...
Into October.
We were swimming in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was... We had a 100-degree day.
It was 95 degrees
yeah.
in October.
Yeah. Last year, it kind of ended a little earlier, because once the nights get cool and the water temperature drops, it's pretty much
It's
done.
Nighttime temperature, yeah. It's, okay, I'm sure you've already started opening pools. So you got an idea what percentage you've got open now?
Oh, I bet. I bet, like...
I hope myself.
I would say 100%, but I just helped someone open one yesterday, so they're pretty close to it. I mean...
We've still got openings on the schedule into the middle of June.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know if they'll be swimming this summer.
Yeah, I'd say a good 95% are open by now. I mean, it's
too hot. If you had wanted your pool open, it probably would be open right now.
Yeah.
Well, you should plan ahead now.
Everybody I know just got one. That water's still awful cold.
Yeah, it is.
Our water's at about 80 degrees.
No, I like bath water.
That's what I like.
Well,
the kids
jumped in at 66.
Yeah, they don't care.
But they didn't stay in long.
Yeah, what's the perfect... I guess it's based on the customer. What's the perfect temperature for a pool?
You used to say 78.
But so, yeah.
83 and above.
78 is way too cold for me, but that's what they used to say years ago.
I'd say 80 degrees probably.
I think it depends if you're swimming.
Okay, we're going to be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Beautiful Saturday morning, and people finally getting out of bed this morning. So. I got up way too early this morning. I did not want to get up.
I went to a garden party last night. That song, I love that song, but I went to a garden party. J.Q. Myers and Spring, she used to work at the White Horse. Yeah. They had a little housewarming party. They'd been in their house almost a year, I think, but they invited people over. Had Chase Kilo singing. And
you just not going to turn down a party, are you?
No, I'm not. Not when it's,
I don't blame you.
Not when it's walking distance from my house. Actually, they live, Grady Drive is right behind my neighborhood. So you can,
I know,
like,
where Grady
little,
Drive
we have a little
is.
Walkway through the woods. And mm-hmm. It's a nice little time. Man.
I know where Grady Drive is.
Perfect night last night.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago was when you blew it out. And next weekend you'll blow it out because you're gonna be out in
Oregon. I'm gonna
Oregon
be in Washington State.
Washington.
The weather's gonna be different, and I'll take a sweatshirt with me.
Better take an umbrella with you too.
Yeah.
It rains out every day out there. Where are you gonna be? Anyway?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, Michael and Barrett. Now, I don't know if he ever told you, But back in the 90s, when I was dating a young lady with a pool, I dealt with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known his dad a long time. And I'm also in the ARP church, so when he became ARP minister, I kind of kept track of him for a while. So, he's still doing Hill City twice a month or something
like
that?
Yeah, he's still doing that. And yeah. I think every once in a while he goes down to Chester and
fills in.
Yeah, fills in down there. So
okay.
He stays busy, probably busier than he wants to be, mm-hmm. I imagine.
Tell him I said hello.
I'll tell him you said that.
But he used to do all our water samples on Saturday mornings.
Yep.
Every Saturday morning we took water samples.
Now he spends his Saturdays just watching baseball. That's like all he does.
Hey, great job if you can get it.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'd like to have a job like that.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, speaking of sports, you were going to say something about your golf tournament.
Yeah, we had a fundraiser for my Northwestern golf teams, boys and girls technically, and we had it on Monday at the country club and ended up having about 80 people and raised some good money. We pay scholarships for kids and give them lessons and whatever else they need, so it was a good time.
Thank
everybody for... If anybody's out there listening, thank you for taking time out of your day and coming and helping us.
I followed it on Facebook a little bit. You had some.
I fed them well. We had when you get to the golf tournament, we start like at 11. I had shrimp boat chicken there at 10:30, and then I had Tony Williams do his barbecue and chicken and beans, and they put everybody to sleep. I think at the end of it. That was a good. They won't gripe about food if they come to my tournament.
Well, I'm glad you made some money.
Okay. Yeah.
Before I forget them this time, we're going to talk about the first above ground pools. Now, you sell them at your store too?
Yes.
Yes, but they're not a priority.
I'm not really a fan of like big ticket item. I would rather just help my. I really just like my regular customers, and I try to send the big stuff to Mike's sister, Casey, at the Rock Hill store.
I know Casey.
Yeah, she's been on here
several times. So she does the big ticket stuff.
Pretty much.
She enjoys it.
Yeah,
and
she does.
She
likes doing it.
She's
good
at that stuff.
But if I walk into your store, I can still get above.
You can. I'd sell
Casey
you one.
And you're still doing the fire pits or whatever, grills, I think. She had something that you didn't have last time.
Yeah, she had.
We've been doing Louisiana pellet grills. They've been a good seller. But I think we're going to put some in the Rock Hill store.
Yeah, we're about to get some this week, I think.
Okay. Can't let her out, do you? Huh?
That's right. No, I'm just
kidding. Let her try it. If it works, you take it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It helped us get through the winter, for sure.
It does. Yeah, this stuff like that always helps out, too. That's what we get it for, is to kind of like give us.
You got
to
level it out somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Brio fire pits?
Yep, Brios.
Yeah, we do.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Hot tubs, people would buy them during the winter, don't they?
We're about to have some tubs here soon.
We've had a really difficult getting them.
I think last time we were on here, you said they were months out of getting
them. Yeah, we're supposed to get some this Tuesday, seven of them, I think. So, but once we get those, they're telling us it's going to be next April.
I think we ordered those seven in September.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. it's harder to get them in, so we had to get
creative.
Solid?
Not yet.
No,
not all of them.
No.
We've been telling people, because people come in, we're like, well, we're not sure if we're going to have any, you know, so.
Yeah, you can't just sell some. And I hate taking.
It's hard to feel confident.
Yeah, my Amish furniture, he's like 5 months out now, mm-hmm. So I hate people come in, they want to, like right now, they want to buy some furniture for the pool, and they want to order it. I said, okay, well, it'll be here like the end of September, like.
Yeah, they're like, never mind. I need it now.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I feel bad about taking their money, and I have no control. You don't have any control over when the hot tub comes in or doesn't. So, I mean,
yeah, everybody's so backed up with everything.
Yeah, I think we ended up really ordering from a different company, but the ones we usually get, they're a year out.
Yeah. Everybody, I mean, even our guys that install in-ground pools, we don't do that there, but we have people that do it there. They're like, hey, don't see anybody else. We're like booked up. They're booked up through 2022. I mean, it's just crazy.
And people are redoing the homes, man. They're staying away. Like I said, I don't know what percentage of people aren't going back to their office, but I know lots of people aren't. They're just going to be
at home
at their house. So why wouldn't you just spend the money and Have a nicer place, use their house more. And
well, they never looked at their house. Mm-hmm. They were never there. They were running the kids somewhere, travel ball every weekend, soccer, baseball, something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're sitting at home looking at the house going, man, this is bad. We got a lot of that. But it wasn't even the pandemic with us. This started for us about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been booked up a long time ever since. I couldn't get the help, but there again, there was some people say, well, they're sitting at home drawing unemployment. Well, that's true now to a certain degree, but the problem was we had more jobs openings than we had people to fill them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was talking to a gentleman, I guess it was Wednesday, he's made some comment. I said, well, in 1975, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was sitting in an economics class at Western Carolina University. I still remember the professor, Dr. McMahon, made the comment, full employment is 5%. At any time, you got 3% changing jobs or moving in the economy. 2% are you chronically unemployed. But when we got down to 3.1%, there ain't a whole lot left.
Yeah.
You're kind of dragging the bottom of the barrel.
And yep.
Yeah, there are literally more jobs than there are people to fill them right now. And yeah, everywhere you go, they got signs for help wanted. But, and I don't know how I was able to hire two this week, because that's the first time that's happened in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more from Professor Crump about the employment situation.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench with our special guest, Mr. Mike and Barrett Eller with Elder. I said Eller, didn't I? Elder, I know better than that. With Imperial Pools and Spas. And I want to get it again, because last time, I'm the dumb country boy for a long time. I didn't know spas meant hot tubs.
Oh, yeah. I guess everybody, some people just call them different. I mean,
I have had people come in the store looking for the spa, and it's not there. I don't know. But they think that because it says Imperial Pools and Spas, we have pools and spas that they can come use.
Oh, come use?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've also been confused with pool, like selling pool tables. Yeah. They think that we sell pool tables.
Where do I change my clothes to for the yeah. spa? At home, sir.
Yeah. Where your spa is.
Can you fix my queue?
Yeah, exactly.
We get waterbed questions. Anything pertaining to water, we get.
Waterbed.
Yeah. Good. I'm like, just because we handle water doesn't mean we're going to fix your waterbed.
Kids want to come by. Kids always want to swim in the pool. There's like a neighborhood near the Rock Hill store, and kids are always walking around. They're like, hey, can we come swim in the pool? Or we get people that call and say, hey, how much does it cost to use your pool? We're like, but it's not. It's just a pool store. We sell pools.
Then you're turning down money, man.
I know.
$10 1 hour,
$10. You couldn't afford the insurance. Let those kids go.
Yeah.
No, that's a, the insurance is a big problem. But anyway, it's, well, we used to get them a long time ago, wanting to know how much we charge to keep the kid a week.
Yeah.
But that hadn't happened much anymore. They came in with daycare instead of nurseries. So daycare,
that's true.
Got
them.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That started in the 90s. But in the 80s, we got a lot of calls about taking care of kids.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great place to drop your kids off.
Rolling Hills Nursery. We're going to run free.
He's been
all
awful quiet today. He's over there busting the gut.
They could pick weeds out of your little pots and stuff. They don't even have to bend over. Just go out through there picking weeds.
That's what Hannah, Ben, and Pat did.
Yeah.
That's why they hated
child labor laws.
Oh, yeah, our kids live at the store.
Hannah was 2 and a half, and Ben and Pat were probably 4 when they started.
That's what family businesses are. I mean, if your whole family works.
You got to get whatever help you can. Yeah.
She had her little bucket and her little scoop, and she'd get fertilizer, and she didn't have to bend over. She was level with the pots. Mm-hmm. She could out-fertilize everybody because that's work. And I had her one day up back, and she saw the bag and said, Uncle T, I want a surlise. We had to go get her a little bucket and her little scoop and let
Uncle
her go to the family. She couldn't say Steve back then. She's only 2 and a half, man.
Uncle T.
She's 30 now. Yeah, it is.
T. Crump.
Yep.
I like it. It's cute when they say things like that. If you're listening and you have kids, you need to write that kind of stuff down because it'll be gone. You won't remember it. So just a little side note.
Very true.
Yeah, their pronunciations.
So
and then I remember my son used to say yimmy yims instead of M&Ms. I guess my niece corrected him one day. He looked at me like I'd been letting him say it wrong all the time, but I just thought it was so cute. I didn't want to change it.
It was cute.
Yeah. My granddaughter turned 4, and she wanted an unicorn party.
Oh.
It was so sweet. We got her a unicorn party.
I imagine you did.
How could you not?
Good thing. I know when somebody says that, I mean, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we hit on insurance there just for a minute, and it clicked something in my head. When somebody has a pool, obviously, they need to put a fence around it or something. Does that help with insurance? Or,
well, it depends.
I know you don't deal with that, but I mean, you know.
No, yeah, an above ground pool is the walls itself is considered a fence, so you don't have to do that. But some insurance companies, they go around looking for it. So people come in and go, yeah, I need to get a fence.
Isn't it like county versus city?
Yeah, I think it is.
Like, I don't think you have to have one around ours.
I don't think you do in the county.
In the county, they don't require it, but it's up to your insurance.
Yeah, we will have a fence one day.
Yeah, we have a fence. We just haven't put it up.
It's just sitting on a pallet at the store for over a year.
We've been putting this pool in for 2 summers at our house, and it's just been but, you know, we do it as we can, so it's not. But we really just need the fence now.
Yeah. Lay some pavers on the weekend and
get your
whip out and tell them to get busy.
She does.
Well, you're lucky you already have the fence.
Look, you're not doing a thing.
Yeah, we would have gone up by now. You've been okay twice.
I need to be up there. Hey, I'll tell you what, she's really done a lot of the work on it, like the pavers and stuff. She laid all the pavers, I mean, really well.
Every
too.
Single one of them. That's hard. That is hard work.
Yeah, we do it. It is hard work. But he's not doing a thing constructive between midnight and 6 in the morning. So get on
there. Out there working.
Yeah. That's what my wife says anyway.
That's what the winters are for.
Sleeping is not constructive. That's not producing anything.
That's true.
I need my sleep. I can't argue with that.
Agreed. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking last time about the hot tubs. Spas. I guess that's what a spa is. I mean, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around them. Not to be the spa being the same thing.
Yeah, some people call it a jacuzzi. You know, the jacuzzi
that's
brand.
What we used to call it in the old day. We used to have the bud, spud, and tub parties and stuff like that back in the 80s and 90s. But then they said you weren't supposed to drink and get in the hot tub. And then what's the point of having a hot tub?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten in a hot tub without a few
You don't want to get in someone else's hot tub unless you've had a few anyway. Who knows?
It is kind of a controlled environment, isn't it?
It's a real small
space.
It's
warm water, you know, too. That's the thing.
I don't usually think about that. I'm glad.
Just it's probably it. Better if we don't. If
there's a hot tub and it's available, I'm going to get in it.
We take good, we take good care of those chemicals, though.
Yeah.
We do.
Well.
You got to.
Modern health.
So they go, I mean, y'all sell like a two-person one all the way to how big?
About 8 to 10, tub, like yeah. Party tub.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That is a house.
Yeah, some people are like, well, I don't need the biggest hot tub you got.
Also, a lot, there's swim spas are real popular right now, and they're, you know, over 1,000 gallons. It's a much larger hot tub.
Something you can actually swim a little bit in and back and
I don't think they heat them as much. Yeah. You know, they don't keep them as hot because if you're moving, it's not as uncomfortable to sit in the water.
Good for exercise.
Yeah.
If you don't have a room for a pool, you can at least have that. So.
Yeah, they have like a big jet where you can swim in place, like almost like a treadmill.
Good for therapy, you know, if you rehabbing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or walk in. Or
swim against the current.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all don't actually install the pools anymore. That stopped a long time ago.
Yeah, that stopped a long time ago. We just do the service work now, and somebody asks for an in-ground pool, we send them one of several places, or if they had an above-ground pool, we have someone that does it for us. We sell them there, and someone does it for us.
Okay, then they put it in, then they buy all the pavers and stuff from you to kind of spruce up around it, and then you come back in and sell all the chemicals they need and all that stuff. Now, I was told this week, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a shortage of the salt tablets.
Of chlorine? Yeah, there is. That's a true story. Everybody comes in and asks that, too. Or we get probably 30 calls a day for people wondering about that. But that's true. There was a hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane took out a plant down Louisiana or Mississippi or somewhere is what I was told.
I swear, though, we've pretty much run out of chlorine, but we do have like
a little bit,
a handful of buckets. But I swear they didn't announce it.
I know, they'd still
we'd
be
have
there.
Plenty. Because we overstocked. And but
unlike
as soon as they
exactly.
announced it, people were buying two buckets instead of one, and it went quick. Yeah.
And now they were telling us that we weren't going to have to go without. They're like, okay, it'll be 10 to 15 days when you order it. And then this past week, they said it is going to be 60 days. So, I mean.
I think we've got 48 buckets
so
to
once
make
we run
60
out,
days. Yeah. I don't think the math
works. I need to run that and buy 48 buckets.
need to get some baggies and divide it up.
Yeah. We do have small containers, but, you know, they're not. Yeah, that might last you a week or two, you know. And you got a whole summer to. Get that pool chlorinated.
I might have asked you this before, but whatever happened to the old Bacquacil?
It's still out there. We don't use it anymore because BioGuard has their own version of it called Soft Swim. We sell that, but it's gotten less and less and less over the years. We used to order tons of that stuff.
Everybody did it back in the 90s.
That was kind of that was the pre-salt. You know, I don't want to be on chlorine.
Right. It was the big thing then.
Well, when I was a kid, it was chlorine, powdered chlorine, to burn your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Get out of the pool for an hour. We're going to put some chlorine
No. We get out of the pool, they scoop it and throw it on
top. Put y'all in there to stir it up.
Stir it up.
That's right.
Stir it up, kids.
Yeah.
And we wonder why we're still here, you know.
Why is our skin blistered? I don't understand.
I think it preserves us.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, we're headed to another break. We'll be right back.
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Open your pool now and save at Imperial Pool and Spas with early bird savings of 10% when you buy $250 or more. Save 10% on all BioGuard pool accessories and stock up for the entire season while supply is still good. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and in Lake Wylie behind the Waffle House.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're still here with our special guest, the elders this morning with Imperial Pool and Imperial Pools and Spa.
Jacuzzi, hot tub.
Yeah, jacuzzi, hot tub, above ground pool, salt tablets.
while they last.
Yeah, while they last. Well, that's true of everything. I mean,
yeah.
You tell somebody there's a shortage and everybody goes nuts. I mean, I was watching people line up to get $3 worth of gasoline last week, and one store out there was actually limiting people to $5 per purchase. You believe
$5.
That?
$5.
You know how much gas
can't
$5
even make it to the
is?
Next gas station. With
it was $2.69 a gallon.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah.
$20 would have been good, maybe.
Yeah.
Keep people moving.
Well, I bought mine on Saturday coming over here. I told you about it. I didn't look at the gauge until I was on the way over here. I went, whoops. Yeah. So I filled up, and I'm good for another 30 days.
Yeah.
I really expected to see a lot of cars, like, had on, like, on the side of the road
yeah.
and stuff.
I didn't, but I haven't really been riding around. I've been at one place, technically, but I'm sure people ran out.
Yeah.
And all that traffic on the interstate, but people get on the interstate with no gas.
Oh, man.
Like,
I got stuck
situation.
In that yesterday.
I think it's going to be open. Is it today?
Yeah,
it was open yesterday.
Yeah. Did they open it?
They
said 2 days
early. Two and a half days
I've
early.
Never seen them finish anything.
They
early,
even had tripled on TV this
well,
morning.
Well, if you see the money they made for finishing early,
they,
probably why.
You work around the clock, though. They,
yeah.
They
but it didn't rain, and it was good weather.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
I forgot, nothing but it was pretty up. Healthy. Penalty if they didn't finish on time.
It was $10,000 an hour.
And knowing Jim Triplett, knowing Jim Triplett, if he's going
to
sign a deal yeah. like that, it's going to be a huge.
That's
a,
some incentive to finish early.
To finishing early.
Man, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, glad I don't have those kind of restrictions.
Well, they brought us somebody in that knew what they were doing because Jim Triplett's been building bridges all his life and owns two or three companies. And the
who
state,
is it?
Jim Tripper.
Oh, he did it. Okay.
His crews did it. He got a company that does just that now. And he was on TV. He looked good for an old man, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember before he had gray hair, but, you know,
that bridge was old. That was the original bridge, you know, the one that's open.
Built back in the early 70s.
Yeah, the one that's open was built, I don't know when, late 90s, 2000 or something, when they disbanded all that, but. I was just sitting there trying to figure out, why is that one all beat up and the other one's not? But I was just 40 years older.
They're going to have to do the other one, too.
Eventually,
But it's not on the schedule right now. The biggest thing, the state got out of the way and let them do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the constant second-guessing them and all that that goes on. So. Anyway, but my sister came in last night about 9:30 from Raleigh, and she said, we didn't even know there was any construction, so all the barricades and everything were gone last night.
Wow.
So. That's good.
But he said he'd be gone by this morning. So
that's a lot to pick up.
Them barricades are heavy. But anyway, we were talking about putting the papers down and all that and having trouble getting them. And one thing on y'all that I thought was new, you could get the block and everybody put the block in. Now nobody can get the caps.
Yeah, well, block's running down too now. So
and there are a lot of people I know that can't get paid because they don't have the caps.
Yeah, you got all these jobs going on. You
they
can't
put all the block in
thing.
And now they need a few $100 worth of caps and they can't get paid for the caps that aren't there yet.
Yeah, people are using all kind of things for caps and stuff. So just I tell them, just walk around. Let's see if we can find something that'll work. So.
Get creative. Yeah.
Or come in and look before you sell the job and see what I got.
But then we come in and everybody, right now around pools, for some reason, they all want a tropical look. And I don't understand that. It runs in cycles, but this year seems to be the tropical thing. So they want the grasses, which put the plumes in the skimmers and then clog up the filters. Mm-hmm. And you know, anything that drops leaves doesn't need to be close to a swimming pool, is my theory.
We have a crepe myrtle. It's probably 50 foot from the pool, and it's, I swear, those little petals get in there. And they really do bog down the skimmers and the filters.
I cleaned the sand filter out one time, and I figured that was a job that next time I'd call y'all, I wasn't doing that again.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like to do that.
It's just a lot of work to it.
Yeah.
And
it's messy.
And if you're not careful, you break something in there, and then you got a real problem.
Yeah. And if you hadn't done it before, it chews up about 4 hours. So.
Really?
That's what it took me, at 4 hours. Life's too short for this.
Man.
That's how you call the experts.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Come knock it out in an hour and a half.
Then you can put some sod around the pool, which works good.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any grass near the pool because, I mean, not too close to it because it just it gets in there too. I mean, if I had a pool, I would just have concrete, rocks, whatever, low plants. So.
Yeah. For some reason, that's the kind of the newer thing that people do. Like, if you look at pictures of pools now, like the modern thing, they've got the pool and they've, like, one whole side of it has grass around it.
They'll have, like, a foot of coping and then grass. Yeah. But I think a lot of that, they use that artificial turf too, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because some of it looks pretty
natural. Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to really maintain it.
I'm a sod guy, but artificial turf has its place for sure.
Our distributor started carrying it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about having artificial grass. It seems weird.
It's actually nice. I have a putting green in my backyard.
My trash can's
on the other side, so I can walk out of my house barefooted and walk across the patio, across the putting green.
There you go.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, he got a putting green in his backyard.
Not as many bugs on the artificial turf.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and in Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench with our very special guest from Imperial Pool and Spa, Mike and Barrett. Elder. I'm going to get
Elder.
You keep on to call her your sister's name.
Okay. I'll tell you what's funny is people call her so many names that start with a B and it's never Barrett. I mean, they're like Bartlett or
Barnett.
Yeah, Barnett.
Or they just expect a man whenever they call and ask for Barrett. And
they can call me whatever they want, just not late for dinner.
Right.
I'll show up.
Yeah.
And usually I answer, but anyway. It's been a pleasure having you two with us this week. And anything you want to add right quick since we're winding down?
I will say this. Next Saturday, we're having Customer Appreciation Day at the Rock Hill store, which this radio station will be there. We do that every year from Memorial Day on the Saturday before. So we got that going on, which we will have Louisiana grills there. I think we're going to be cooking hot dogs on them and all that stuff. So that'll be next Saturday.
I knew it was about time for that. I didn't realize it was a week before Memorial Day.
If anybody has any chlorine in their garage, bring it up there.
Yep, bring it up there. Make you a couple dollars.
They'll give you a hot dog for some chlorine.
I was a dummy because for a long time, until he told me, I didn't know salt treatment and chlorine was the same thing. So
it turns salt into chlorine.
It's a different form. Yeah.
I know they said chlorine was so bad for you when they went to Bakwacil, and I guess they found something wrong with Bakwacil to go back to it. I don't know.
I hope chlorine's good for you because I breathe it in all day long.
So I live in it.
I'm kind of counting, counting on it, actually.
That's two clean people.
Well, the gas is what'll get you.
It'll knock you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can put you out. But anyway.
You ought to give your hours and locations, address, and all that good stuff.
Rock Hill Hours.
Rock Hill Hours. We're 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturdays. And then the Lake Wylie store is 10 to 6 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then they're closed on Wednesdays, and then 9 to 2 on Saturday.
And we did move.
And they did move.
We're behind the Waffle House on 49.
What's your actual address up there?
131 Evergreen Road, Suite 109.
And we're 975 North Anderson Road.
You've only been there forever. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new people.
New people wouldn't know that, but some of us old timers know exactly where they are. Should they get their phone numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock Hill phone
numbers. You do not want to give that. I'm just kidding.
Personal?
Yeah, the Rock
Hill. I
think
enough people will have the phone
number. No, the Rock Hill number is 803-366-8111, and then the Lake Wylie store is 803-675-6552.
They just text them. They'll come right over and fix it.
Yep, we'll be there in just a minute.
Just in a few minutes. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And it is a lovely day. Matthew's doing a fine job with the music today. So as we wrap up this week's edition, anything y'all want to add real quick? We do appreciate you being here. Thank you very much. And
appreciate
thank you
your
for
sponsorship.
Sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all having us.
Yeah, we do. Always fun.
We have a good time whether we mean to or not.
That's a good sign. That's good.
We do.
Mr. Kimmel's in the house.
You got to.
Yep. Anything special this week?
Well, I have all my mulches, so if you need mulch, come on in. Pine needles are a shortage, so maybe you should consider changing over to mulch. So we've got some rocks and things you can look at and do it for bedding, edging, and stuff like that. So I'm sure this pine needle thing will be over soon, but it's probably be the fall before they catch up.
If the, because the last they told me is because of raining twice a week, a lot of the guys working in the fields baling them left and went picking blueberries.
Yeah.
But then supposedly the frost wiped out the strawberries and the blueberries. So I don't know what they're doing now. So hopefully they can come back.
That's a labor intensive thing. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll right itself like a lot of things will.
But now they hand rake them and then run the machine down. Used to, they just took up whatever was there, but it's all the cigarette packs and beer cans and logs everything as big as my arm in the middle of them. You'd be shocked what I've seen. And now they hand rake them and keep them pretty clean. So, but it'll all work out. It always does.
Yep. Everybody just had to be a little patient.
Well, I think that's a lost word nowadays. Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but patience has not been a virtue here lately.
No, you can see it on the roads.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's... I don't know. We still got a good stock of stuff. We're running out of a few things now, and I said I wasn't going to go bring anything else in until July 1st because my year ends June 30th, and I don't want to have to count it. But I guess I'm going to have to renege on that and send that after a few things next week. But overall, we still got real good availability. Now, you're going to be gone on me next
week. I'm going to be gone, yeah. Matt's been playing a little vacation song.
He's doing this. So
going out to see my wife's family.
He's doing this keep his wife happy.
Washington State. Going to get on a plane and fly for 5 hours and go 3 hours different time zones. So.
Maybe it might take me
till the next Saturday to get over that trip. So,
so you're leaving on when?
Leaving on Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, coming back Tuesday night.
So you're not going to be gone a week.
Not too long, no. Mm-hmm. And then we come back and we're closed. We're closed the next Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. We're closed on Saturday and Monday. So if you want to come out that week, do it early.
Really?
Yep. I guess that's the next Saturday. Yeah, we'll be closed next Saturday, yeah. How about you? You going to be open?
We always open.
Memorial Day, you open? Are you?
Yeah.
We're closing Memorial Day this year for the first time.
We've always been open. Yeah. As far behind as we are.
Yeah, it's a tough holiday for landscapers.
We're so far behind, we figure we can't catch up in one day. So we might as well take it off.
Right.
Well, my problem is I'm greedy. If I can do an extra couple $1,000 that day, I'm going to be there.
We usually are open on Memorial Day, but it's not a real busy day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully people are enjoying their pool.
That's where they should be. Back in the old days, we were extremely busy
on Memorial Day, but Memorial Day was not a southern holiday. It's a northern holiday. And as more and more people have moved here from up north, it became more of a general holiday. Because back in when I was a kid, Easter was the southern holiday and Memorial Day was the northern holiday. We used to get Easter Monday.
Nobody ever heard of that. A lot of your
companies don't take religious holidays anymore. Yeah. So that's what started all that. But a lot of more people that are off on that Monday, the busier we've been.
Yeah.
So the last 3 or 4 years, it's been a pretty busy day.
All right, we better head out of here, buddy. So,
yep, Matthew standing
come
up,
see us today.
Giving me the sign, and I'm ignoring him again. He's going to cut me off in mid-sentence. We'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.